Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves.
Hello, my
Here's
fellow Ripplers.
Chris Miles,
your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to the show that's for you and about you. Those who work so freaking hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love, doing what you love with those you love. But most importantly, guys, when you're blessed financially, you can bless more lives. You can create that ripple effect to the lives of others. And I really appreciate you guys allowing me to create that ripple effect for you. Thank you for binging. I know you guys have been binging through crap loads of episodes lately. It's mind-boggling how you've been going through some of these past ones and resurrecting some of them. It's great. I love it. So thank you for binging, sharing, and doing all the things you guys do. Hey, quick reminder, be sure to go check out our website, moneyripples.com, especially if you're saying, hey, Chris, I've got at least a few hundred thousand dollars, whether sitting in savings or dead equity or whatever it might be. How do I get this money to start working for me? Go to the contact us page, reach out to us, and we'll be sure to talk to you and see what we can create in your life right now. So check it out. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income, from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right, guys. So I've got a special guest here. So, you guys know I get pitched guests multiple times a day now, nowadays. And so most time I'm just going through and just breezing through them, just trying to find it. But this subject I thought was pretty fascinating, right? Because I know we are looking for freedom. We are looking for those multiple streams of income. And especially if it can be done in ways that creates leverage. Because I know a lot of you guys, some of you are business owners, but many of you guys are just employees, right? You work for a 9-to-5 type job or 9-to-9, depending on the type of job that you have. And you're looking for a way out of that rat race. And that's why specifically I'm bringing on here Luke Vanderveer, right? So he started as a corporate career at GE, and now is considered one of the leading experts in this rank and rent SEO that we're going to talk about today. Having one of his websites compete against Walmart, it ranks number four, guys, in the entire U.S. He's generated leads in 73 different niches and 48 states, and he's now enjoying a flexible lifestyle without alarm clocks, bosses, or vacation requests, or in my case, when I worked corporate, even 6-minute bathroom breaks. So Luke, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me, Chris. I didn't know bathroom breaks were timed. That sounds a little rough.
Those 5 years were pretty sucky, I'll tell you.
Ouch.
So give us a little bit more, like fill in the gaps on this backstory a little bit. So you're with General Electric, you're working there. What got you to break away from this?
It was just looking for a way to create leverage. You know, I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, and one of the things that was in there was, you have no leverage as an employee. You know, if you're, working a 9-to-5 job, you work 40 hours, you get paid 40 hours. You may make commission or something else, you get money on top of it, but you're always stuck in that same position and you have no way to, make more money unless you just work more hours or take a different job. So yeah. I was looking for ways to create some passive income on the side where I could invest my time up front and build something and then get paid on it and free myself up to do what I want during the day. So it kind of led me down this path of trying different business models, trying to find a way to do that.
Awesome. So what kind of different business models did you try out that maybe worked or didn't work?
Oh man, so much stuff. I did the thing everybody does, right? You go online, Google, how to make money online.
Uh-huh.
And, I looked at affiliate marketing. I tried doing some of that. It was really difficult. Lots of people competing against each other.
Yeah.
Tried Facebook ads. That actually made good money, not passive though. You had to keep logging in to check ads. Sometimes the ads would, fatigue because everyone in the market's already seen it. So then you'd have to, go in, come up with new creatives and all this stuff. I paid for courses on the Facebook ads. I paid for courses on all these different things to try to make money. I even did multi-level marketing for a while.
Yeah.
That's the one I stuck with the longest, actually, four or five years.
Oh, wow. That's like an eternity in that industry.
It was a lot. It was talking in front of people and trying to sell people products and recruit people. It was just, mm-hmm. It was a lot of work for not a lot of money in the long run. But, you know, they promote this idea that you just have to keep going and you'll eventually mm-hmm. do it. But it's continuing effort with a lot of work involved. It's not just hanging around.
That's right. Awesome. So what got you to do this? Like what kind of got you out of that industry even to start doing this SEO type of work?
Yeah. This was the kicker for me. I saw a video on YouTube with this guy standing on his balcony in California, mm-hmm. really fancy house. And he was just talking about lead generation and how you could generate leads for local business owners because, you know, there's not a lot of competition because it's a lot of mom and pop shops and people who don't know, you know, how to take advantage of a website and generate leads online. Mm-hmm. And if you could do this, you could just kind of rinse and repeat the process and build these websites online to generate leads for these business owners and then just charge them to essentially rent that space. So it's almost like the idea of digital real estate rental. Mm-hmm. Why am I going to go buy a building for 300 grand when I can spend, you know, a few $100, build a website and take over, you know, a spot at the top of Google that people are already looking for.
Yeah.
And then rent it out.
Interesting. So walk us through that process. Like how did that work with maybe like a mom and pop type store or whatever it might've been that you were doing this with?
Right. Yeah. It's actually pretty cool. So you find a market and you basically do a search, like say, you know, plumber, for example, and we'll take a market like San Diego, a couple million uh-huh. people. You have to imagine that out of, you know, 2-3 million people there's got to be some people that are looking for a plumber, right? So what are they going to type in? They'll type, you know, plumbing company, plumber, plumbing service near me, plumbing contractor. Mm-hmm. There's all these different things they type.
Yeah.
And all those different searches, you know, show up in the search results. You get a lot of people looking for that every month. So if you can get your website to that top spot, when somebody types that in, you know, you show up. Now that person's asking you for help. So the idea is to find a market where there's need for whatever the service is. And then, you know, there's opportunity there. Now you can build a website, move that website from, you know, invisible in the search results to the top where it's actually seen by these people that are searching, mm-hmm. and then capture that information and essentially send that to a business owner in return for a monthly fee. You're just acquiring digital real estate and then renting it out to a local business who could actually fulfill the work.
So you're just collecting the lead. You're not actually saying, hey, here's a directory of plumbers, for example, right? Like you're just literally collecting leads from people that say, hey, I want a request to get a plumber. And then you're basically selling it to somebody as a lead source, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a lot like people are familiar with, you know, Home Advisor, Thumbtack. You know, businesses go on there, they pay thousands of dollars to like buy these leads and those leads are shared with all these different companies.
Yeah.
I'm essentially doing the same thing, but I'm sending all the leads exclusively to one company. Mm. And then that company will just essentially pay to borrow that space and they don't have to compete against anybody else because they're at the top. They get all like first pick.
That was going to be my next question was, you know, was it just one company rented out to, or is it several, but it sounds like it's just one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could, you could do what you want, right? You could take the call tracking system and I could set it up so they go to different people, but in terms of creating that passive income and just lessening the amount of work that I have to do on the back end, it's easier to just find one person to work with and just send all the leads to them, have kind of like an exclusive contract.
Now, why wouldn't you just be the SEO expert for that one company and just, you know, do it on their website? You know, what's the difference? How does it work for you instead?
Oh, big difference with this one. Uh-huh. And this is the passive piece. So if you're working, you know, for the business, at least for me, it feels like they own you, right? I ran an agency for a while. I tried to do that originally, just work directly for clients and not do this kind of rental model.
Yeah.
But you would get calls at all hours of the night and day, weekends, all these just crazy times. Can you update this picture? You know, can you add this comment on my website? I need a report from last month to show me that you're still worth it. All this stuff. And then when you'd actually move a website up to the top and you're generating these great results, they're like, oh, well, I mean, we're here now. I guess we don't need you anymore. So they don't want to pay. All right. So you're in a weird position because then you constantly have to keep finding new clients over and over and over. And you're getting all these calls all the time. So you eventually, you know, max out in terms of how much time you can spend with these people, right? It's not passive. Mm-hmm. So I switched over to Rank and Rent, where now the beauty of the model is that you own the website. So if you don't want to work with somebody, you don't have to.
Yeah.
And they can't tell me what to change because it's my website. So as long as I'm generating leads for them, the leads are coming in. I found that people really don't care. As long as it keeps coming in, they'll keep paying, which is great. Right. And on my end, you know, there's not really any maintenance because once I get to the top, the site's sitting there. So as long as I'm sitting at that top spot, you know, Google's doing its job. People see that. People click on the site, people call, and you know, it creates the passive income because I don't have to do any continuous work. I invest my time upfront to get that.
Yeah.
And then I move on to the next project.
I was going to ask you that, like, next time invested, right? Because I know that's a big thing for a lot of people here, because a lot of people here don't have a lot of time, right? Because they're already doing stuff. Like, how much time do you really invest to do something like this compared to like when you work for, you know, somebody else as a contractor that way?
Yeah. So the funny thing is that I think I actually work more now than I did at a 9-to-5, but it's simply because I see the potential for this and I just keep building more sites. Like if I wanted to, I could just stop and not do that anymore, just call it a day. But because I've got this process down, I just keep going. But realistically, you know, if you wanted to say replace a full-time salary, $4,000 or $5,000 a month, that might be like 3-4 websites. So, you know, if you build a site, you do the research, find a great niche, you build a site, you take 90 days to get that site ranked at the top of the search results.
Yeah.
Once it's there and producing, you've got that money, unless some crazy thing happens with Google and it just, they're just not going to do Google search anymore. Your income is relatively stable, especially if you diversify the different niches.
So you might spend maybe an hour a month or so, like on each site, once it's up and maintained after those 90 days, right?
Yeah. I mean, the only real thing, once the website's at the top, I'm just kind of checking a rank tracking software to make sure that the website's rankings haven't changed significantly.
Sure.
And then the local markets that I try to target where there's less competition, they usually don't, right? Like if I'm going for, you know, say Albany, New York with 90,000 people, it's going to be a lot easier than New York City. Yeah. So in New York City, I might have to do more maintenance, where if I pick Albany, I'm not really going to have to do much, which is why I choose that.
Yeah. You pick those secondary or tertiary markets, right? And it's much easier.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. That makes sense there. That's cool. And so, how would somebody even get started doing something like this? I mean, because obviously you created a whole system behind this, right? I mean, you've had to perfect this over the years. Like if somebody wanted to do that, how would they start?
So, I mean, the easiest thing to do without trying to promote myself is honestly pay for some kind of training. It doesn't really matter. You just some training, because it's really hard to do it on your own. I will say that I paid for a course on search engine optimization a few years ago, and it wasn't specific to Rank and Rent, but it gave me an idea of where I needed to go and kind of a roadmap of, you know, here's what's most important to rank in Google. You know, the content on your website, showing up in local directories and other things that are related to that market, other websites linking to you, and kind of gave you tips on how to do those different pieces so you can move your website up in the search results.
Yeah.
And then once you're there, now that's the Rank and Rent part that you just kind of had to figure out, where, you know, okay, how do I get these leads to the business owner? Well, you could use a call tracking software and forward it to them without you having to be involved.
Yeah.
And then, you know, how do I charge the clients? Well, you can grab their credit card, you know, put them in an auto charge through a payment processor like Stripe or Square. So I would say, you know, training. If people specifically want to look into that, I have one now. It's called Website Rental Coaching. I've been teaching people how to do this so they don't have to try to figure it out on their own. Because I can tell you, you know, I spent a lot of money that first year just trying to figure out a process and streamline it and just making mistakes. And it was quite a struggle, not knowing if you're doing something right and not really having anybody to reach out to ask, you know, is this correct? You're just going down this path and you just hope it's right. Because
well, and SEO, you know, is always evolving and changing. Like, all the, I remember taking SEO courses back in like 2008, 2009, you know, and I thought I was like, I thought I was ahead of the curve. And then it didn't matter. 5+ years later, it was all obsolete anyways. You know, it's like, yeah, backlinks still work, but that doesn't mean squat if the site isn't performing and doing this and this and this. And like, it's amazing how much it just keeps changing, evolving. You need that constant updating.
Right. Yeah. There's just a lot of stuff that's involved, you know, over the 200 some ranking factors, and with all the free information out there, you never know what's actually working because there's just so much advice and so much noise, right? Uh-huh. Everybody says this method works, that method works. People are voting. One person says it's awesome. The other one says it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough to find, you know, something that actually works. And then, you know, now that I got that down, I've kind of worked that into a process that I can just repeat. And you don't really have to worry about the majority of the stuff out there. I think it's like almost like the 80-20 rule. It's like, if you focus on the three things Google cares about the most, the other stuff matters much less and you could still get results.
Yeah. Tell us some results that one of your students were able to get.
Yeah. So one of my guys is actually a concrete contractor. He's in Florida, Orlando. And when I first met him, he was paying for leads on Home Advisor. He was doing, I think it was $3,000 or $4,000 a month, just for concrete leads, like pool deck, driveways, sidewalks, patios, some stuff like that. And, you know, I put up a website. I didn't even reach out to him up front. I just put up a website, started generating the leads. And once I had them in hand, I reached out, and I was like, hey, you know, I can rent these to you. So he started renting my site and he's like, wow, this is great. Can you show me how to do this? So I taught him the process and he built his own sites for this. And just from a single website that he built, he was able to generate more than $20,000 a month in profit from it. He just consistently books 30, 40, 50 jobs a month, and he had to expand his crew. So he went from, you know, one crew with just himself and a couple guys to now he runs 7 or 8 of them across Orlando.
Wow.
And I asked him if he wanted to do, you know, other areas, because I've been telling him, listen, man, you could push this into other states and stuff too, or other cities. And he's just kind of happy where he is now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, really crazy results you can get once you learn the skill set and know how to take advantage of, you know, online search, especially if you do a bunch of different things. Like he does concrete and masonry. He can get leads for all different kinds of niches.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. Well, it's kind of cool too, because, you know, no matter which angle you take, whether you try to do it yourself, right? You know, just create your own business like what he did, right? Where he tried to learn it to do his own thing, or learn from you to be able to do the same thing you're doing. But what I see is that dollars follow value, right? Like dollars follow value you create for other people. Be able to help even like the smaller business. You know, I hear so many people say like, support small business, get rid of the big business, which I'm kind of, I actually like big business. I'm not opposed to it, but I like small business too. I want all business to succeed, right? But when they say, oh, support small business, well, what better way to support them by creating a way for them to generate consistent leads? Because if they don't have leads, they're going to be out of business. They're going to be gone and it's going to go to somebody that maybe you don't like, you know, that competition or whatever it might be. How awesome is it you can create value for somebody and at the same time, create passive income for yourself too? I think that's just a cool, cool way to make money.
Right. Yeah. Ever since I heard about lead generation, I thought this is a really cool thing that you could do, but I just could not find a way to make it passive until I found Rank and Rent. It's like Facebook ads is lead generation too. It just requires a lot of extra work. So it's not passive, where this, you know, this is much different. Something's being sent over to them and I don't have to be involved once it's set up and the website's already kind of ranked and sitting at the top. So
it's a whole
that's
new
allowed to,
yeah,
allowed me to create that income and not have to continue to work. So then you do what you want with your time.
Yeah. It's a whole new spin on affiliate marketing, isn't it? Right. It's just a whole different way of doing it than the traditional way that you might see, where you're not just sending out emails, blasting people saying, hey, buy this other person's stuff, where you're trying to create a win-win-win transaction, right? Which I love the triple win, you know, where, yeah, you win because you're the middle person, right? But the business wins and then the customer wins too, you know, and you're creating a triple win in such a unique, fun way. I think that's just incredible.
I appreciate that. I try to look for the triple win, and this was the only way I found to do it, but it continues to work. So we just keep moving forward.
Yeah, that's great. Well, so tell us again, like if somebody actually wants to learn how to do this from you, where would they go? How would they do that?
I have a website called websiterentalcoaching.com. I actually have a mini course that I put up walking through the steps of the process from researching the niche to building the website, getting it to the top, and then finding a business to work with. And to kind of see if that's for you, whether you're the 9-to-5 employee that wants to get rid of the job, or whether you're the business owner that wants to generate leads for themselves and maybe create a passive income on the side, you know, that's a good place to start. It'll give you a good idea of kind of how it goes. I walk through the pros and cons and just share all about the business model, so you have an idea of, you know, whether it's for you.
Awesome. So website rentalcoaching.com, right?
Yep.
Perfect. We'll put that in the show notes as well. And man, Luke, this has been really enlightening. I think this is such a cool way of doing business in such a unique way. And I'm glad I brought you on today. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Chris. It was really cool to share this. I love this stuff.
Absolutely, man. Well, everybody, you know, you heard it. Like if this is something that really resonates, it pings off, you're like, oh, like that is something I need to look into. Go check out their website. We got it in the show notes there, but go check that out. Because again, you can listen to podcasts all day long, but unless you're actually taking action, it doesn't mean squat, right? So you want real results to happen in your life. There's got to be a point where you take action. If this is something you feel compelled to act on, go visit their website now. Again, Luke, thanks for being on our show. Everybody else, thank you for joining us today. Have a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.